This story had already fostered worldwide interest, and Jerome was going to cash in on it. In just 1 week, prayer vigils had become rampant. At night, they went into parks, meadows, and fields, carrying candles and praying for Christ to come. It was starting to unnerve officialdom. Some countries sent riot police to disperse their praying citizens. A spokesman for the Christian Right declared it all a hoax, since the Bible made no mention of Christ being cloned. Catholicism and Judaism remained silent. Jerome knew they wouldn't for long. What would leaders do if Jesus Christ really returned? Who would come to them for guidance anymore? Who would pay the least attention to a prime minister or a judge or the police, even the Queen, when the Son of God was on earth? Who would go to the churches if Jesus Christ was here? The faithful would go where he was, even to a rat hole or a sewer. They'd ask Jesus, not ministers or priests, how to live, how to pray, how to honor and worship the God they all believed in. Which of their religions would he endorse? That's what was starting to scare them. Wouldn't you, Jesus, tell the faithful to fill church coffers? Jerome laughed to himself. He had no sympathy for them. They deserved it for believing in a myth called God.